So we're gonna talk about Genesis 4. Now I got really hot. I just walked. Okay. And we prayed already. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful, wonderful day. I thank you that you brought us here to teach us all. And we expect, Lord, that you speak to each one of us, not only with knowledge in the head, but I pray, Lord, for a word of revelation for each one of us. To change us, Lord, to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to understand what you want to say to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, today we're going to talk about Genesis 4. And Genesis 4 comes after Genesis 3, because we're going to talk about Genesis 3 and Genesis 4 together, and the relationship between the two. Genesis 4 starts with the story of... the first verse says, "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, 'I have acquired a man from the Lord.'" Here we can see the establishment of the family. The establishment of a family. After Adam and Eve sinned and they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, they were alone, right? But after they were kicked out, they started the family. And when they started the family, a new event, new thing happened for the first time. And for sure you know what happened. Cain came with an offer. I'm not very comfortable with reading, so forgive me. I'm going to just speak, okay? So Cain came with his offering from what? The ground, from the fruits of the ground. And Abel came with the fruit of with a sacrifice, with animal sacrifice. And God accepted the sacrifice of Abel and refused the offering of Cain. Why? Why? I'm not going to talk. This is not my topic. This why? Okay. Why he accepted this offering and not this offering. I studied a little bit and I found like people, they say four reasons and you choose. But we're not going to talk about it today, I promise. We're going to talk about it next Wednesday, because this is a big subject. But my main subject is the point after. So why God accepted the offering of Abel, not Cain. First, one people says, God is sovereign, and he accepts whatever he wants. This is his decision, and he can do whatever he wants. He's sovereign. This is one. And second, they say that because the offering of Cain was non-blood offering, and God is like prophetically or giving like about the blood of Jesus, so that the sacrifice should have a blood. This is the second reason people say why God accepted the sacrifice of Abel. Third one is poor quality. That the Cain is offering was poor quality, that it's from the from the ground. It's, maybe he didn't work on it. He didn't. He just found it. So it's poor quality. This is the third reason people say why he accepted Abel's, not Cain. The fourth one is that Cain came with the offering with an attitude problem, that he had a bad attitude. And he offered this second, and I was like, okay, you say whatever you want, but there is a reason why God accepted Cain. I'm not going to say which one. I just said it, so you think about it until next week. Why God accepted the sacrifice or the offering of Abel, not the offering of Cain. My main subject today, and I hope, and as I really felt like God speaking to me, I pray that God will speak to each one of us. Amen. So it's a very simple idea, one idea. I'm gonna focus in this one idea, and about relationships. So in chapter 3, I'm gonna go back and forth between chapter 3 and chapter 4. Okay? In chapter 3, God established the first relationship with men. God with men. Yeah? The relationship between God and men. In chapter 4, God established the first relationship between men and men, and men or women, and brother and brother. Yeah? So God established the family in chapter 4. Okay? And in chapter 3, Satan didn't like that. You remember what he did? He came and was the serpent, yeah? He came and he had an idea what to do. He organized the temptation that he will use to make man fall into sin and to separate man from God. So the serpent came, and the result was sin. In chapter 3, we see this serpent. Adam and Eve could see it, right? Could see it, could hear it, talk to her, right? You remember all the conversation that we heard last week. So you can see the serpent, you can see and talk and even touch if you want. Yeah? This is in chapter 3. I think I will finish this teaching in like 15 minutes. So be prepared with question and discussion. But in chapter 4, who made Cain to kill Abel? I want you to think. I give you a hint. In chapter 3, the serpent was there. They can see and talk to and touch or hear. Chapter 4, who motivated Cain to kill Abel? What? The same? Satan. But can they see it? Can he see anything here in chapter 4 says that Satan came or the servant came and tell him to kill his brother? No. The difference between chapter 3 and 4, chapter 3, the temptation was very obvious. Chapter 4, the sin was there within. So the temptation was in chapter 4 from outside, because it was before the fall, right? It was from outside. But now the temptation and the sin, it's within, inside. So it came from inside, Cain. And for me, it was like, wow. For me, it was... This is exactly, it's now, it's that Satan came in chapter 3 not only to separate man and God, but to establish a place for him inside man. Isn't that true? It's there. Why Cain? Why? Who taught you that? You didn't see anyone before killing anyone. Why did this happen? It's because the sin inside. And sometimes it happens until now. You say, you do something and you say, where did this come from? It's here. And there is a place here. And if we're not careful, it will bring what? Darkness. Right? This is the same with Cain. Nothing happened. It's just God accepted the offering of Abel, refused his offering. It has nothing to do with their relationship, right? It has to do with your relationship with God. Why don't you fix your relationship? No. I will attack my brother. Where did this come from? It came from inside. It came from inside. I see my brother is successful. And then things start to happen. Why? Where did this come from? From the sin within. So we have to make sure to be aware of what's happening, how Satan can use things. It's normal. But he makes it to bring darkness out of us. And don't worry, we are free from that, okay? By the power of Jesus Christ. Amen? The serpent organized the temptation. But in chapter 4, Cain came out of the idea. It came from within to kill his brother. It's the same thing. After he killed his brother, God came. When Adam sinned, you remember, what did he do? He hid himself. Yeah? And then God came. Adam, where are you? I'm here. I'm afraid. This is why I am hiding myself. The same thing happened in chapter 4 when God came, and after Cain killed Abel, now he's not asking about him, about his brother. Where is your brother? Where is your brother? And the answer was, you remember? I don't know. Am I brother's keeper? How can I? So Adam, in chapter 3, when God asked him, where are you? He said what? I am hiding because I am ashamed, because I'm afraid, because I heard your voice and I am guilty. I feel guilty. I feel naked. He answered the right question. He answered right. In chapter 4, Cain, when he was asked, where is your brother? I don't know. You don't know? Really? You don't know? You know. You killed him. But he didn't answer. He lied for the first time. Okay. So, Lord, where is your brother? I don't know. Adam's reaction, he was hidden, but Cain's reaction is, lied about his brother. Okay. The result of the sin and what Adam did in chapter 3 is that he was kicked out of the garden, right? The result in chapter 4 that he was cursed. you are cursed because you shed your brother's blood, and this ground that opened its mouth and receive the blood of your brother, you are cursed. In chapter 3, because you sinned, the ground is cursed and it will bring what? Thorns? Thorn. In chapter 4, because you killed your brother, you are cursed and you will be, the Bible says, restless. When you work hard, here you work hard, in chapter 3, you will work hard, but you will get fruit. In chapter 4, because you killed your brother, you will work hard, and you will not get the grain of the ground. You will be cursed. And the curse was restless. You will work hard, and you will find no rest. I was like amazed. When I started to compare this and this, I was like, wow. Broken relationships brings restless, brings tiredness, bring curse to our lives. The blood was something is not easy. And when I was thinking about how many innocent blood was shed, even in this land, this country? How many innocent blood was shed? And the Bible says that the blood is a crying out for justice. Your brother's blood is crying out. This is why you are cursed. And you say, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? No. Okay. What are the roots of the sin in chapter 3 and the roots of chapter 4? Why Adam and Eve sinned? What do you think the roots of their sin that they went and took this fruit? I want to hear your voice before you sleep. Why do you think? What's the roots of their sin? Two things. No, from chapter 3, Adam and Eve. Deceived, yes. There's another layer before deceive, deception. Huh? Disobedience, yeah. The greed, okay, being greedy. What else? There's two basic sin for the roots for this, all the whole thing. Even until now, if you search all the sins, they will lead to those two things. Yalla, huh? What? Pride. One of them is pride. Because when the serpent came, when Satan came to tell them, if you eat from this fruit, what will happen? Your eyes will open and you will become like pride. I want to be the most high. I want to be the most famous. I want to be the most beautiful. I want to be the most rich, and all this kind of pride is the root of picking up this fruit. Because I want to be this high level. It's not enough to be in this level. So one root of the sin is pride. When you, believe me, if you name any sin and search it, you will find its root based on the pride. Okay, what else? What's the second one? The second root of the sin in chapter 3. Okay, pride and lack of faith. Lack of disbelief. Is it really God said that don't eat from all the trees? No. Disbelief. They didn't believe God. God just said, don't eat from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Satan came and twisted their thinking to disbelieve, to have lack of faith of what God said, and they sinned. So pride and lack of faith is the root of sin in chapter 3. What are the roots of the sin in chapter 4? When we know the story. When we know that he was watching, that God accepted his brother's offering and he didn't accept his offering. What are the roots, do you think, for this sin? That he went and, by the way, he planned the killing of his brother. Come, let's go to the field. And in the field, he rose up and he killed his brother. What are the roots of this killing thing? Huh? Pride? You said it before. Jealousy? I am jealous of my brother. This is why I want him to disappear. I am jealous of him. Envy and jealous. So here, pride and lack of faith. In chapter 4, the roots of this sin is envy and jealous. As if there is only offering God can accept, which is Abel. If you do well, will you not be accepted? If you're not, there is a sin in the door, waiting for you, waiting to hunt you. And the sin was killing. The sin was killing. For others, the sin is different things. Because I have envy and jealousy, I could do a lot of things. I was thinking about stealing. Stealing. What's the root of this sin, stealing? Taking something that does not belong to me. What do you think? Yeah? The roots. Go deep. Do you think it has a lack of faith? If I don't take your thing, I will never have, so I better have it. Right? Adultery? Committing adultery. If I don't have your wife, I'm not going to be happy. This is, it's lack of faith and pride and jealousy and envy. This is all. It's roots of sin, which is, again, I'm going to go back to the first point. When we do something, don't look at the surface. Look at the roots, because there is something inside. And where did this come from? It's from here, from the sin that is within us. The roots of the killing of Cain was envy and jealousy. When Adam sinned in chapter 3, the result was that the ground was cursed because of him. Because of you, the earth is cursed. The ground is cursed. But this is very important. I love this. When I was praying, I just wrote it. When you die, you are dust, and from the dust you were taken, and you will become dust again. So normally, When someone dies, he will become like dust, right? But in the sin that Cain did, he killed his brother. What happened to the blood of his brother? Turned to dust like this? No. Turned into something that cries. I was like, wow. Wow. If we die normal death, we'll become the dust. And everyone will become, I'm sure Abel became dust too. Okay? But there is a result, there is an extra thing happens when you kill someone, when Cain killed Abel, it didn't happen just like that. No. There is a crying. There is a blood crying out for justice. And this curse continued until, hallelujah, which is, this is very important. This is why I said we'll just wait to the end. Until the blood of Jesus. He is innocent, didn't do sin, have no sin either inside, nothing. He didn't say anything bad, he didn't do any sin, but he put himself to die. And all the justice that all the innocent blood is crying for justice, took it from the blood of Jesus. Because he's innocent, he silenced the cry of the innocent blood. So when we say, Lord, there is a lot of innocent blood in this ground, but you know what? We stand and we say, but the blood of Jesus silenced all the cry of the innocent blood. The only way to get the blessing back and not to have a cursed land, is that we stand with the power of the blood of Jesus. Do you understand this? Do you understand that? We cry out, the blood is crying out, and we cry out by the power of the blood of Jesus to silence the cry of the blood. Did we get this? When you feel like I've been treated unjust, and you feel like, it's okay. Stand with the power of the blood of Jesus. The power of the blood of Jesus. Amen? Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, Satan established a place in our hearts. But because of the blood of Jesus, this place have no power. He quenched, he defeated the enemy in us. Amen? Another thing that I really felt I was blessed by when I was studying this. Adam was the first created man. The first created man. And he sinned because he was tempted by the serpent. Okay? And because of him, sin entered the world. Right? Cain is the firstborn. Firstborn. أول بكر مولود. No. Firstborn of creation, this is Adam. He was created. But Cain, أول بكر مولود. To be birthed. Yes, thank you very much. Jesus came firstborn to be birthed, not created. Amen? to break the curse of the first created born. The firstborn was created, Adam, and the firstborn was birthed, Cain. Here, the sin was broken. The sin, we are born with the sin, right? And I struggled for this. Why Adam and Eve sin and me carry their sin? I struggled with this so much. Someone explained it to me, and I was like, yes, I got it. Okay, Adam and Eve are in the garden. Okay? Having a relationship with God and wonderful relationship and nothing wrong, no darkness and everything is fine. No sin. Amen? Good? They sinned. They sinned. And they are kicked out of the garden. Okay? Now they are in the consequences, the carrying the consequences. And anything will come here, they will carry the citizenship of this land, right? Which is the land of sin. Okay, before, if I was born here, I'm born in Egypt, okay? I'm Egyptian. Joy, you're born in America, right? No? Anyone is born in America here? Okay. You were born in America, even though maybe you were from a different background, right? But you were born in America, you have the citizenship of the land, right? We are born in this place of separation from God. So we are born with sin. You got this idea? So when Jesus came, he redeemed not only the sin of Adam and Eve, which is the firstborn was created. He redeemed the whole thing, and he came as a birth child. Firstborn was giving birth as Jesus Christ is a bikru baina ikhwa kathirin. Yes. Firstborn among brethren to redeem what he did. You're the firstborn of Adam and Eve. But he was evil. When the Bible says here, talks about two of them coming to offer their offering, he speaks about Abel first, not Cain. If you read it here. Why? Shouldn't you say, and then Cain came with his offering and so, and then Abel so and so. No. The Bible speaks about Abel's offering first as if he's the firstborn. Actually, he is a firstborn spiritually. And we find this in the Bible. We find that when Joseph was second to last. Right? But spiritually, and when Jacob gave them the blessing and gave them the land, who took to ice? Joseph. Why? Because he was firstborn spiritually. So no matter, this tells us, no matter how long you've been in a church, how long you've been in relationship, sometimes people comes way after you, and they are the firstborn. They are the spiritual leaders. Why? The same here. Because you're not doing well. You are not doing well, Cain. It's not about you, brother. If you do well, I will accept your offering, but you didn't. Jesus, as firstborn among brethren, he came to redeem the sin of the firstborn created and the firstborn to be giving birth. which is Cain. In Hebrew 12:23, he speaks about the idea about Jesus being firstborn amongst brethren, which is, again, relationships. I'll go back to the topic, relationships. Jesus didn't do anything bad, didn't do any sin. He was gentle and meek. But he was killed. He died on the cross. People spit on him, and did he say, okay, I will revenge? No, no, no. Forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Isn't that amazing? He is firstborn in everything. He's the first one to be crucified and to ask for forgiveness and blessing to the people that crucifying him. Jesus came to redeem what Satan ruined in the first place. Questions and comments? Amen. Any questions? Discussion?
Mm-hmm.